Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. And as you'll notice in the date, we have fast-forwarded nearly a full month from last week. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be, like I said, The Lone Ranger. Original air date is January 20th, 1939, and the title is Law of the Custom. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a listener.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Cattlemen were faced with ruin, and bitter disputes took place over boundaries and water rights. A range war might have followed, but the masked rider of the plains proved to both factions that their differences could be settled by peaceful means. It was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble in the
range country! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Away! Our story begins in the ranch house of Eric Badger, the most powerful cattleman in all that fertile region surrounding the town of Ashland. He and his foreman, Scotty Campbell, are talking with two strangers, and...
You say your name is Dirk Hawkins?
That's right, Mr. Badger. And this is Slim Dykeman. He used to boss my spread when I had one.
When you had one?
Rustlers cleaned me out.
Oh.
Now, what do you say, Mr. Badger? You gonna take up my proposition or not?
It's difficult to decide.
It shouldn't be. You've been grazing your cattle on that government land ever since you started up here, haven't you?
I have.
Fact is, the best water holds in that part of the range. All right, what's going to happen? On the first of the month, the government's filling that land open to homesteaders. That's less than a week from now. The town's filling up with fellas waiting to file.
He's telling the truth about that, boss. I was in town yesterday. I bet I counted 2 dozen strangers that are just hanging around for the first of the month to come so they can grab our range.
I know, Scotty.
You got your choice of just 2 things. Either you let them fellas file on that range, taking what rightfully yours, or you put up a fight and run them homesteaders out. And that takes men. Men handy with shooting irons.
Perhaps you misunderstand, Hawkins. I've got nothing against homesteaders. They're just people doing their best to make homes for themselves. It's simply that in this case, I've been done an injustice. I had no reason to expect any such move on the part of the government. I've been led to believe that range was mine as long as I had use for it. As a matter of fact, without it, I'm ruined. The land to which I hold actual title wouldn't graze a tenth of my herd.
I savvy that, all right. And that's why I say you ought to do like I suggested.
What do you think, Scotty?
Boss, I don't see where we got any choice. I say take Mr. Hawkins up on it.
I'd want an agreement in writing, of course.
You can have it. I'll take my men and see that the land we file claim on has all the water holes. If you get them, why, the rest of the range is as good as yours.
Yes.
We hold the homesteads till the excitement is over. Then we vacate, letting you know ahead of time. And your men can file on them without having to fight off a whole bunch of farmers.
That seems fair enough. What I don't understand, Mr. Hawkins, is why you don't want that land for yourself. You say you're anxious to get into ranching again.
Shucks, I ain't interested in this part of the country. I aim to settle further west. I just seen a chance to help you out and make some cash for me and the boys at the same time. So I took it.
Very well, then. It's agreed.
Good.
I'll draw some papers up.
I saved you the bother, Mr. Badger. I got it all fixed right here. I knowed you'd see it my way. Yeah, read it over.
Thanks. Yes, this seems adequate.
Suits you all right?
It does.
Then there ain't nothing left to do but get our names on it. This here agreement is between you and me. Slim and your foreman can be the witnesses.
My pen. Yes, here it is. If you will sign first.
Sure thing. There you are. Now you put your name down.
Yeah. Scotty?
Sure, boss.
Now you sign right underneath, Slim, and we're all set.
Right here?
Yeah. Well, there we are, Mr. Badger. And we'll leave this paper with you, seeing as how you stand to lose more than we do if the agreement ain't kept. Now, come on, Slim. We better be getting back to where the boys are at and tell them the deal's all set.
Yeah.
You're camping?
Uh-huh. Pick out a nice spot over by the flats this side of the woods. Well, afternoon, Mr. Badger.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, Scotty.
Hello, Mr. Badger. Goodbye, Scotty.
Will you see you again before that range is thrown open?
Sure will. We'll be around. Ready, Slim?
Yeah, let's go.
Get up.
Well, Scotty, I'm still not sure whether we did the right thing or not.
What else could we do, boss? We're short-handed now. We ain't got men enough to scare them homesteaders off, nor even enough to send into town to file on their homesteads for us. If this fellow Dirk Hawkins has got as handy a bunch with him as he claims to have, they'll come in useful. Say, who are them fellas coming down the East Trail? Thank none of our boys.
Those are splendid horses they're riding.
A white horse and a paint.
They're heading for the house.
Harry,
come on, Scotty.
Boss, look at that one fella. Moss. And that's a redskin on the paint.
Well, I'll be... Outlaw.
Listen to me.
Clear out of here. Get going.
Don't slap letters, Scotty. Watson, Tonto.
You know our names?
I know more than that. I know there's a band of outlaws camped over in the flats, and that the leader just left your house.
What are you talking about?
Outlaws? You're crazy.
Dirk Hawkins' men.
Of course they are. He told us about them. They're men who agreed to stay with him when he lost his ranch in the Dakotas.
He told you he was a rancher?
He did.
Eric, I tell you, he's an outlaw, even if he hasn't ever been caught breaking the law. Dirk Hawkins never owned a ranch in his life. I've been trailing them halfway across the West, waiting for the chance to bring them to justice.
What's your game, mister?
Yes, what do you expect to get by telling a story like that?
What did Dirk want here?
It's none of your business. But we made a bargain whereby he'll file claim to certain homesteads, then turn them over to me.
Well, if you've agreed to a bargain, we're too late. There's nothing more we can do here for the present. Jump out of...
Get him up, Scout!
Come on, Silver! Come on, old fellow!
Several days passed. Dirk and his men staked out the most desirable homestead, using force when necessary, and when the first of the month arrived, filed upon them. Then, when the land rush was over, Eric Badger prepared to carry out the terms of the agreement he had made with Dirk.
You know what made you ride into town with your boss?
I won't need you for that, Scotty. I called you in to say that I may not be home until evening. I think this calls for something in the way of a celebration.
Hey, that it should, boss. Keeping this range is about the only thing that'll keep us.
Well, where in the world?
Are you looking for something?
My cash box. I have it.
Looking for that paper we signed?
No, I have that in another place. I won't need it. All I'm taking with me is the money I promised to pay Hawkins and his men. Let's see. They're filing on 6 homesteads. That will be $600 I owe them. They've already been given the $34 they had to pay the land office for each claim. Hey, you had my horse saddled?
That's right in waiting.
There we are. Let's see. Is there anything else? Oh, I think that's all. Come along, Scotty.
Hey, you got any orders for me before you leave?
Oh, I think not. You sent men to look for those strays over north of the brush?
Aye, Lemon Tex.
Good. Well, there's nothing else I can think of that you can't take care of yourself.
Steady there, boy. Well, boss, while you're celebrating, do something for me, will you?
Scotty, we've all got plenty to be thankful for. This saves me the ranch and you and the men your jobs. Well, I'll see you later.
All right, so long.
Get up, boy. Get up.
The trail to Iceland led a winding course for more than 10 miles. But Eric, anxious to conclude the deal, never drew rein. He was within 2 miles of town at the point where the trail skirted a cluster of boulders when someone hailed him.
Hey there! Hey! Pull up your horse!
That's you, Dirk?
Sure is! Rein up!
Oh, oh there, oh, oh boy. Where are you?
Coming! Step along, fellas. Thought you'd be along this way pretty soon, so me and the boys have been waiting.
Morning, Slim. Hello there, men.
Morning, Mr. Badger.
You ready to pay off?
I certainly am, Dirk. In cash, too. I remembered what you said about preferring cash so that you could be on your way.
Uh-huh.
You are leaving, of course?
Oh, sure. Let's have the cash, huh?
Well, of course. But I'll have to have proof, you understand, that you've really vacated those homesteads. That is, I mean that I...
quit stringing them along, Dirk. Ask him where he gets that idea we ought to turn them homesteads over to him. He must figure we're crazy.
Yeah.
One moment. I don't understand.
If you don't savvy, then it's high time you did. Eric, we're keeping them homesteads. We filed on every piece of ground that's got water on it. And if you've got the sense I figure you have, you know what that means.
But I still...
It means me and the boys here boss this range from now on. You might just as well pull sticks and clear out.
Why, you rotten, swindling thief. The masked man was right.
Maybe so. But if you didn't pay no attention to what he said, you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself.
You can't get away with this, Dirk.
No? And why not?
Our agreement. The one we signed and had witnessed.
Hey, boy. Ask him if he looked for that paper before starting out this morning.
What do you mean, did I look for it?
Reckon Buck meant just what he said, Eric. Of course, when you start talking about agreements and me signing something that was witnessed and all that sort of thing, well, I ain't got no notion what you're talking about. But if you figure you got something of that kind, why, I'd look for it if I was you.
By heavens, I...
Don't get so red in the face, Eric. It ain't healthy.
If that paper's gone, you've stolen it.
Couldn't steal nothing that there never was, could we?
You witnessed that paper, Slim.
Well, if I did, it must have slipped my mind. And I don't figure a thing like that had happened.
You crook.
Mind you, Eric, I ain't admitting there ever was such a paper like you mentioned. But if there was, I'd be willing to bet you my new saddle here that you don't ever find it.
Then you did steal it. The law will take care of you for this.
Yeah? What law?
Eric, we ain't been in this part of the country for long. We've been here long enough to find out the law don't amount to nothing.
Just what do you plan to do with those homesteads?
Why, just what we all has planned. Go into the cattle business for ourselves.
Have you money enough to stock your range?
We'll get along. Don't you worry.
Very well. Now I know what you men are. and I'll know how to deal with you from now on. And I warn you, the next time we meet, I'll be prepared and we'll shoot on sight. Come on, boy.
No, you don't. Not so fast.
What do you want now?
That cash you brought along.
So this is a holdup, too.
It don't matter what you call it. Just give us the cash. And if you aim to last for a spell yet, don't make no trouble.
I'll see you hung first. Get up, boy.
I'll shoot him. Grab that horse's bridle.
Hand it high. Let me through there.
I'll do it. Oh, my gun shot out of my hand.
Come on, Silver. Help the boy.
A mask, fellas.
That horse. Watch out.
We'll get trampled.
Back, fellas. Get back.
This way, Eric.
I'm with you, stranger. Lead the way.
Stop them, fellas. Flash them out of their saddles. You hear me? Fill them with lead.
First man of the wild will get a taste of these guns. Follow me, Eric. Come on, Silver.
There, you yellow cowards. I'll drop them fellas.
You won't hit them. Not the way them horses are traveling.
Then save your ammunition. Put up your guns and head for camp. There's going to be trouble and we're going to be ready for it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. When Dirk Hawkins and his gang of outlaws held up Eric Badger, the masked man came to the aid of the rancher and helped him escape. We see the two men now as they approach the Lone Ranger's camp. Tonto has been waiting.
Oh, Silver! Oh, boy! Oh, boy! Oh,
boy! Dear Scott, you have trouble.
Nothing we couldn't handle, Kimosabe.
That was plenty more than I could handle until you came along, stranger. I know I owe you the money I'm carrying, perhaps even my life. I'm not so sure those fellows would have let me go after an outright theft like that.
Well, that's in the past now. We've got to make our plans to deal with those men in the future. From what I heard, those men have stolen the homestead. They'd agreed to turn over to you.
Which means I'm ruined. That land supported nearly the whole of my herd. Now they've taken over the water holes, and without water, the range is useless.
They may not keep those homesteads.
I don't know how they can be taken away. We're the only ones that know I was cheated. And there's no use denying that they told the truth about the law in this part of the country. The only effective law on this range is the law you pack in your holster.
There's the law of custom, however.
Meaning?
Meaning that since this country was first opened, it's been conceded that any rancher finding rustlers on his range can punish them himself.
Rustlers?
How else will that gang get a herd? I've been trailing them. I know they lack cash. That's the reason for the holdup they attempted.
Then your idea is to catch them from my cattle and deal out range justice?
Right.
I don't think it can be done.
No?
In the first place, I haven't men enough to handle a gang like that. And in the second place, everyone around here knows how necessary those water holes are to me. If I took action, it would look to them as though I'd framed Dirk and his men for my own profit.
I have a plan that'll take care of all those things if you'll cooperate.
I'll do whatever you say.
Tonto.
Uh-huh.
I need a disguise. Those men have seen me with my mask.
Tonto, fix it.
And another thing. They've seen Silver also. They won't forget him.
You ride scout. Me ride Silver.
I was going to suggest that.
And your plan?
Is this, Eric. Listen and we'll work it out together. Eric agreed to the Lone Ranger's proposal and hurried back to his ranch. That night, the outlaws met in an old line cabin to discuss their plans.
Now then, fellas, listen to me.
What's on your mind, boss?
Slim, I've been thinking it's about time we branched out. We got most of what works to be done out of the way. The next thing is to get us some cattle.
Ain't you right, boss?
Some of Eric's cattle.
His brand is a dot in the circle, ain't it?
Uh-huh. And the brand I registered for us is the wagon wheel. Funny thing, but I've got a hunch that maybe my brand would blot out Eric's.
You wouldn't have had that hunch before you registered the wagon wheel, would you, Duke?
Well, maybe I
reckon you're right about getting us some cows, boss. But do you figure we ought to do anything so soon? Eric's going to be hopping mad about this, and he'll be watching out for us.
Yeah, he ain't no fighter. He's had things his own way around here for so long, he don't know how to fight no more.
I don't know. It'll be a doggone funny thing if he don't make some move to force us out.
Yeah, he's...
What's that?
That's Eric and his men right now, I'll bet.
Didn't waste no time, but I'll find out. That you, Eric?
It's me, and I'm running out. Go think of late. You can save your skin. Stay on, and it's a fight.
Then it's a fight, bless you.
Give it to him, man.
Put out the lamp. Get to the window. Start throwing lead. Make it so hot for them fellas, they always say stay to home.
Oh, the blame fools. We're two to their one.
They're just running a bluff. They ain't got no more chance against us than a rabbit against a wolf.
Come on, start shooting.
Well, they took the cover already.
But they ain't rolled off yet. Keep giving it to them.
Yeah, too blame bad we can't get to our horses. If they didn't have us pinned up here, we'd give them a wheel beat.
You don't need to worry. You see how many there was, Dirk?
Just there, Scotty in the hand.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Huh?
Listen.
Just somebody firing from over behind them rocks.
Yeah, but he ain't firing at us.
By golly, Slim, you're right. Take a look.
Well, that's so.
Holy blazes, could it be?
There ain't none of our bunch missing.
Whoever it is, he's sure pouring lead at them.
Yeah, and they don't like it none either. See?
I'll bet they're clearing out.
Unless they're planning on riding that other fella down.
Keep an eye on them rocks. If Eric tries that stunt, give the stranger protection.
Take a look. They're heading for home.
They didn't mind us as long as they could keep us here in the cabin. But getting lead thrown at them from two directions plumb discouraged them.
Here comes the stranger. Come on, let's see who he is.
Maybe somebody knew us back in the Dakotas and heard where we was.
Maybe. Howdy, stranger.
Oh,
thanks for the help you give us.
You sure sent them cowpunchers skedaddling. You Dirk Hawkins?
Sure I am. But how'd you know my name?
I know quite a bit about you, Dirk.
Yeah?
And I know if Eric Badger's plans go through, you're going to need all the help you can get.
Several days passed. Eric, following the Lone Ranger's instructions, sent his men to the neighboring ranches asking for reinforcements. At length, he had enough men to handle the outlaws. But he found that the band of ranchers and cowhands was difficult to hold together. We see Eric now, seated on the veranda of his home, as two of his neighbors approach.
Hello there, Ted. Afternoon, Harvey.
Howdy, Eric.
Howdy.
Sit down. Help yourself to chairs. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Eric, but I reckon we'll talk standing up.
Yeah?
You see, we're pulling out.
You're what?
That's right, Eric. We're going back home.
Now, look here, man. You can't do that.
Eric, we'd be glad to help you, but we've been here 3 days already and nothing's happened. We've got work of our own to do, work that can't be put off.
But you can't.
That ain't all of it, Eric.
No?
You see, we said we'd give you a hand agin rustlers. We never said we'd help you run fellas off their homesteads that are keeping inside the law. From all we've seen so far, this Hawkins and them fellas you told us about seem to be minding their own business. They're crooks. They ain't give no sign of it.
I'll swear those men are outlaws.
Now, Eric, we ain't...
If they're allowed to stay, it will be the worst thing that ever happened to this range. I'm not speaking for myself alone. Of course, I want that land. But wait. They'll steal my cattle. Then they'll steal yours. Just as sure as they're given a foothold in this country, you'll regret it. You can't back out now.
I'm right sorry, Eric. But I guess we'll stand on what we say.
Just wait another day. Another 12 hours.
The other fellows feel like we do. I reckon there's nothing more to be said.
You can't... One moment.
Huh? Eric, there ain't nothing you can give us as an argument that we ain't heard before.
You said you wanted proof that they're rustlers. Men, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to get proof right now. Up there.
Oh, Silver! Oh! Oh!
Oh, it's just a risk.
Wait. Tonto! Did you hear from your friend? Have you got news?
Tonto got plenty of news. You listen. Me tell you.
The That night, although Dirk himself was not present, his men cut off more than 100 head of Dot and the Circle cattle. They drove them to a lonely valley where the fire they had built to heat their running irons could not be seen from a distance. Slim, Dirk's right-hand man, stood to one side, talking with the Lone Ranger.
Well, that's a good start for the wagon wheel brand, mister. And this is only the beginning.
How much longer will it take?
Oh, maybe a couple more hours, maybe less. Why? You getting nervous? Afraid maybe somebody from Eric's place might see us blotting his brand?
I just wondered.
Ah, shucks, we're safe enough.
You know where Dirk went?
No, I don't. And that's a funny thing. I can't savvy why I didn't want to be here to boss the job.
You couldn't even guess where he's gone, huh?
Nope. He saddled up a little before noon, gave me orders what to do, then lit out. I asked him what was up, and he's much as said to mind my own business.
Yes?
He said if he had things figured out right, I'd know about it soon enough. And if he didn't, why, then he said it'd do more good than harm to keep his mouth shut about it. Now, what do you figure he meant by that?
I don't know, but I'd like to.
Yeah, so would I. Hey there, Squint! Get back in your saddle. You there, Buck. Fill up that fire more.
Sure thing, Slim.
Yes, Scout.
What's the matter? Figure on having a ride?
Perhaps.
Where to?
Something tells me Dirk's absence means our plan's gone wrong. I want to be prepared.
You don't have to worry none about Dirk. He's slick, that filly. He take care of himself. Hear them hoofs? Maybe that's Dirk now.
He's riding fast. Steady, Scout.
Yep. He's for a fact.
Slim! Hey there, Slim!
Anything wrong, boss?
Whoa, boy. Whoa, whoa. The blasted schemer.
Hey, what's up?
I thought there was something funny about this fella here.
Yes?
Yes, I mean you. Slim, you know who this fella is? You recollect the masked fella that rode up and got clear with Eric that time we tried to get his cash?
Sure I do.
This is that same fella.
No.
What makes you think that?
I've been wondering what there was about him I seem to recognize ever since he joined up with us. And today it come to me.
Yeah?
With his voice. His voice is the same as the masked fella's.
You might be mistaken.
But I ain't mistaken about the horse that Indian was riding when you met him today. There wouldn't be no mistake on that critter.
Well?
Didn't know I followed you, huh? You never figured anybody'd be watching to see where the Indian headed after he left you, did you?
I don't get this.
The Indian went right to Eric's place. If this hombre right here didn't tell our plans to the Redskins so he could tell them to Eric, then I'm Roko.
Well, I'll be.
Fellas, grab the...
No, you don't.
Come on, sir.
Let go. Let go, man.
We're riding double, sir.
Let me go.
You men fire at me. They'll hit you.
Boss, what do we do?
Stand back. Stand your gun on your leader. Don't make a move.
Don't pay any attention to him, fellas. Grab him. Come on, get me loose.
Well, what if he shoots you?
Boss, he means this. He's a bluff, I tell you. Get it.
I'll blast the first man to move.
We got
to
get clear of here. Put out that fire. Hide them running irons. Scatter them crowds. Don't let this hombre
bluff
you!
It's too late!
Don't you believe
these
fellas? We ain't too late! Get a move on!
It's too late, I tell you! Harrington kind of know this, Capri. They started out right after you when they took a shortcut.
That's
a
bluff!
I heard them a moment back. Listen!
Fellas, the flag just went
dark.
Let the
strangers
keep them. We
gotta
get out of here.
Come on. That was a warning. Another move and the next shot will be closer. Harry! Come on!
Hold those hooks, mister. Get
them up! All right, the rest of you. Up with your hands. You're finished,
blast
you. You're going to hang, Dirk. You've had it coming for a long time.
We'll take over now, friend.
Here, take this fellow. Down with you, Dirk.
If I only found out about you sooner, I'd have fixed you good.
You didn't, however. Eric.
Yeah?
You can show your friends all the evidence necessary. They're running irons by that fire. You'll find 30 or 40 of your cows with fresh, blotted brands. You won't need more proof than that. Here, Tonto. You can take Scout now.
Stranger, I wish I knew how to thank you.
It isn't necessary. But I'd suggest one thing.
Yeah?
Get men of your own to the land office first thing in the morning. The homestead these men filed on will be vacant. You can't afford to waste time, however.
Trust me, friend. That's what I should have done in the first place. Well, Ted, Harvey, do you believe me now? You need anything more to prove these fellas crooks?
You had the right of it, Eric. What I'm wondering is, who is this fellow that trapped them polecats?
I don't know, Ted, but I...
Hey,
stop!
Hey. Maybe you didn't savvy who that feller is, but I can tell you.
You know him?
Nope. But there ain't no mistaking that horse or the engine he travels with. Men, that was the Lone Ranger.
Silver! And this man has been accused of murder! We've got to save him!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, it's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.